This is the VOA Special English Development Report. Living in Emergency, Stories of Doctors Without Borders is a documentary by movie director Mark Hopkins. It tells the story of four doctors and their volunteer work in Liberia and the Democratic Republic of Congo. The award-winning film was first shown at the 2008 Venice Film Festival. It opened in the United States last month. Doctors Without Borders is a humanitarian organization, also known by its French name, Médecins Sans Frontières. It handles emergencies caused by war, infectious disease, and natural disasters. The group says this was the first time it gave a documentary crew unrestricted access to its field operations. Mr. Hopkins and his crew filmed the doctors working under some of the most extreme and dangerous conditions imaginable. The director says Living in Emergency is a story about how things are, not how you wish things were. Dr. Tom Kruger from the United States volunteered in Liberia in 2003 after two civil wars.
It was pretty much a shock when I got here. I mean, if you're going to talk to some of your friends about some of the stuff you saw, and you can't describe the smells, the feeling of the heat on your body and the sweat running down your back, the smell of the pus that hits your nose and of unwashed bodies in a closed room, you know, no circulation, and the smell of your own panic, you know, when you're not sure what to do.
Another doctor in the film, Australian Chris Brashear, has been with Doctors Without Borders for 9 years. He has served in the Democratic Republic of Congo and spent time in Liberia. He describes some of the conditions he faced.
No water, no electricity, no food. Pretty apocalyptic, really.
Doctors Without Borders was established in 1971 by doctors and journalists in France. Today, the group provides humanitarian medical aid in nearly 60 countries. On an average day, it says, almost 27,000 doctors, nurses, and others work in teams of local and foreign aid workers. Dr. Chiara Lepora from Italy also appears in the film. She spent several years working with the group and told VOA's Penelope Pulu that she will probably return.
There are a lot of doctors who are willing to volunteer once, but not many doctors who are willing to repeat the experience.
Doctors Without Borders is structured as an international movement. It has organizations in 19 countries, including the United States. 90% of its money comes from private sources. In 1999, the group received the Nobel Peace Prize. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by June Sims. Transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our reports are at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.